From the studios of WFPL in Louisville, this is a news special on the race for Kentucky Attorney General. I'm Rick Howlett. Our guest today is the Republican nominee, Todd Peepool. Mr. Peepool is the Hopkins County Attorney and a resident of Madisonville. He faces Democratic incumbent Jack Conway in the November election. We have extended an invitation to Mr. Conway to appear separately on this program and hope to have more details on that soon. Mr. Peepool, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Rick.
Good to have you. We also want to welcome those of you listening to WEKU, our Kentucky Public Radio partner station. Our interviewer today is WFPL political editor Philip Bailey, but we also welcome your questions and comments. 1-877-814-TALK. That's 877-814-8255, toll free. You can email us at news@WFPL.org, send us a tweet at WFPL News, or visit our Facebook page. Now I'll turn it over to Philip Bailey.
Thanks, Rick. Hey, Mr. Peepool, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Philip. How are you?
Good. Thanks to talk to you again. Let me ask the first question. Here in Louisville, obviously, we're going through a hospital merger. I'd like to know, what is your position on the pending merger between University of Louisville Hospital, Jewish Hospital, and Catholic Health Initiatives?
Well, if you recall, it was my campaign that raised the initial question about valuing the asset of the University of Louisville Hospital. It obviously has a long history, nearly 200 years of taxpayer funding. So I think it's important that the taxpayers value that asset and that some sort of record is kept on what our investment really is 10, 20 years from now. Elections change, officials change, and if the deal's ever unwound, I think we need to preserve that asset. And I think we have to consider what would happen if the merger didn't go through. I have to assume these people are operating in good faith. The Federal Trade Commission obviously passed it and said it's okay to go forward. So it's an important issue, and unfortunately, my opponent can't seem to identify a conflict of interest. He currently holds a $9 million judgment against the University of Louisville Hospital, where he personally stands to gain millions of dollars, but yet doesn't have the discretion to identify the conflict and not involve himself.
Do you believe that, or do you think the University of Louisville Hospital is a public institution?
I do think it should be subject to open records, with the exceptions, obviously, in the law. Anything that's funded with taxpayer money should be open to transparency, and I think sunshine is the best antiseptic. But I do not think Jack Conway acted appropriately when he offered an opinion when he has a $9 million judgment against the University of Louisville Hospital. Now that opinion he offered is not going to be able to pass scrutiny because he has a conflict of interest.
Opponents of the merger say having U of L Hospital follow Catholic health directives, that will undermine care, especially for women or those at the end of their lives. Would you try to block religious dogma from guiding care principles at University Hospital?
I think it's important for the mission of the University of Louisville Hospital to go forward in providing care to the indigent. And it sounds like the parties are reaching some sort of agreement on providing those reproductive services, tubal ligations and whatnot. I don't think the government should involve itself too deeply into the social issues of this transaction.
I know that personally you are against abortion and against some of those issues. Explain that a little bit. How does that influence your thinking at all as far as this hospital merger in regards to women's reproductive rights?
Well, I'm obviously a pro-life candidate, but when I would approach this this review would strictly be in a legal sense. I don't know that it's proper for government to review a transaction in light of the social issues surrounding it.
I know you've been critical, obviously, of your opponent, the incumbent Attorney General Jack Conway, but do you think that, other than what you said earlier, do you think he has taken an effective lead on the issue?
On the merger issue?
Yes, sir.
No, I don't think he's taken an effective lead. I think he's involved himself in a clear conflict of interest. Philip, if someone stands to gain millions of dollars from the future enterprise of University of Louisville Hospital, he has no business being involved in that. That's a conflict of interest.
Now, the Attorney General and the Governor have both said they have questions about the merger that they want answered. What specifically would you need to hear before you would approve a merger like this?
Well, I would obviously there's a host of legal issues involved in the merger. I would have to know that the taxpayers' investment in the University of Louisville Hospital was preserved and recorded. Obviously, we have to look at antitrust issues, but I think the Federal Trade Commission has signed off on that. So, those are the overriding issues in my mind. I'm not privy to the behind the door negotiations, but I do think the state has a right and should review the transaction.
Switching gears here, I know that you've pinned a lot of your candidacy largely on running against federal regulations, even introducing a new oversight initiative. Specifically, you've talked about the Environmental Protection Agency. What role should the federal government play, though, in protecting Kentuckians from air and water pollution?
Well, all of us want clean air and clean water. I think, that's a common sense desire of every Kentuckian. What we don't need are regulations that have no basis in science or common sense. And what we're seeing out of Washington is just a flurry of regulatory activity that is killing jobs. And right now in Western Kentucky, we do a lot of agriculture. You know, the EPA and these dust regulations, they really have no basis in common sense, and it's creating burdens for our job creators in this country. And above all, they're not following the law. The EPA is not following its own Administrative Procedures Act. You saw last week where a federal court struck down the EPA's arbitrary denial of permits. Jack Conway was absent from that fight. He didn't feel it was necessary to join that. When the EPA doesn't even follow the law, then the Attorney General should step forward and fight.
What specific, though, regulatory functions would you abolish? I know you've mentioned it being against job creators, not following basic science or common sense. What do you mean by that specifically?
Well, what I would do as Attorney General is we would have a federalism unit. We would have legal staff review the federal register in Washington, D.C. And when government agencies such as the EPA or the NLRB or any of these other groups propose regulations, Kentucky would join the notice and comment section so we can preserve our appellate right when those regulations start to hit the Commonwealth of Kentucky. If they're illegal, if they're improper, then we want to preserve that right so we can fight.
But no specific, I guess, regulations right now off the top of your head that you think that are maybe overreaching or are too burdensome?
Oh, absolutely. I think the EPA, the 404 permitting issue that the EPA is arbitrarily withholding, I think that's an issue. I think watching what the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, has done to Boeing and restricting a private company from expanding into another state, I certainly want to watch that here in Kentucky to make sure that that doesn't impact us. The proposed dust regulations from the EPA are hitting our farmers. I think there's a lot of things out there. Dodd-Frank is going to wreak havoc on small community banks that dry up credit for our farmers and our folks in rural Kentucky. There's a lot of things coming out of Washington, D.C. that impact Kentucky, and we need to have an attorney. In fact, the Attorney General's office is the only office positioned to push back and fight these overreaches.
You've talked about the importance of the coal industry not only to Hopkins County, where you're from, but also to your family and your family's history. Still, the coal industry employs fewer people than it used to. Should the state be looking to diversify its economy in those areas?
Well, we have 18,000 mining jobs in Kentucky, and then we have tens of thousands of support jobs and vending jobs that support our energy industry. But more importantly, Philip, cheap electricity is what will create manufacturing jobs in Kentucky for our aluminum industry. If we're going to be successful in recruiting another Toyota manufacturing company, it will happen because we have cheap electricity. Barack Obama promised to bankrupt coal-fired generation. You're starting to see that happen. And as a result, every Kentucky family will endure a 20% electricity rate increase. I do think we have to have a portfolio of energy options, including natural gas, And I'm not opposed to researching renewable energy. We do need to continue to research renewable energy. We have a nuclear footprint in the far western part of the state. The Attorney General is the gatekeeper, if you will, for ratepayers, and I think we have to have a portfolio of energy that provides for Kentucky's energy needs.
We're talking with Todd Peeple, the Republican nominee for Kentucky Attorney General. Our number is 1-877-814-TALK. That's 877-814-8255. If you have a question or comment for Mr. Peeple, we're going to take a break and be back with more in a moment. You're listening to a news special with Republican nominee for Kentucky Attorney General Todd Peeple from the studios of WFPL in Louisville.
Support for WFPL comes from Baptist Hospital East, where patients with breast cancer can get answers to their questions and help knowing which questions to ask. From Baptist Breast Cancer Nurse Navigators, a woman's guide through treatment to recovery and beyond. More at BaptistEast.com/breast cancer. Feel better. From Yankee Noodle at Oxmoor Mall, a local independent Louisville eatery now offering complete meal catering for 15 or more. Options include made-to-order starters, house salad, and entree selections. Curbside carryout service is available, YankeeNoodle.com or 426-0800. From Kentuckiana Air Education in Jeffersonville Main Street, hosting the Hops, Shops, and Chardonnay event in historic downtown Jeffersonville on the 21st from 6 to 9, with live music, craft brews, regional wines, and hors d'oeuvres in local shops. Details at jeffmainstreet.org.
This is 89.3 WFPL. Coming up this afternoon on Q, a conversation with opera tenor David Lomeli. That's Q this afternoon at 2 on WFPL.
From the studios of WFPL in Louisville, this is a news special on the race for Kentucky Attorney General. I'm Rick Howlett. Today we're talking with Republican nominee for that office, Todd Peeple. Again, our number, 1-877-814-TALK. That's 877-814-8255. And once again, here's Philip Bailey.
Mr. Peeple, in several of your campaign ads, and I know in some of your stump speeches, you tie the incumbent Attorney General Jack Conway to President Obama. In one of your ads, you go after him as far as the Obama administration and the Environmental Protection Agency. But how do you respond to critics who say that the ad is a bit misleading because the Attorney General did in 2010, along with other states, join a lawsuit challenging the EPA's attempt to regulate carbon dioxide as a greenhouse gas?
Yeah, he signed on to one effort that was generated by my friend, Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, who's leading the fight in the junk science of greenhouse gas emissions. And my opponent did sign on to that one particular effort and has been absent from just about every other effort, including the fight last week where the EPA was struck down by the district court in West Virginia. It took the Kentucky Coal Association and the governor to get involved while my opponent stands on the sideline. And, you know, it's understandable. He served as Barack Obama's state chairman in 2008. He certainly has taken lots of money from the outside special interests, including Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Barney Frank. I understand why he's on the sideline, because he supports the Obama agenda.
But do you think, though, that demonstrates maybe that the ad isn't completely accurate, at least as far as the EPA is concerned, considering the Attorney General did jump on to that lawsuit?
I stand by our ad, and I think he's been absent from the fight in many, many other cases, and there's a reason why we're getting support from agriculture and from folks in the energy sector, because they understand that Jack Conway is supporting the Barack Obama agenda that's going to drive up electricity prices for Kentuckians.
You've also made an issue of the president's health care plan. What about the Obama health care plan do you believe is unconstitutional?
I think it's the most epic legal question of our lifetime. If the federal government can force you to buy a product in the private marketplace, it can force you to do anything, then there is no limit to the Commerce Clause. That's not what the Constitution is about. The states, it is precisely the Office of Attorney General and the states that should serve as the limit of federal power. This is not a fight about health care, Philip. This is a fight about the proper scope of the federal government. As one federal judge said in his opinion, striking down Obamacare is unconstitutional. If the federal government can force you to buy health insurance, they can force you to buy asparagus, force you to buy a car, force you to buy a gym membership. That's not constitutional. And in my first week as Attorney General, Kentucky will report for duty in this very historic fight.
But wasn't the individual mandate part of the Republican plan back in the 1990s that was advocated by, you know, former presidential candidate Bob Dole? And obviously it was something that was advocated by former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Wasn't this issue of an individual mandate something that Republicans had embraced not too long ago?
Well, Bob Dole lost, and regardless of who proposes an individual mandate from the federal government on our private citizens, it's a bad idea, regardless of what party you're in. And it's unconstitutional, as it's been proven by two federal judges now. My opponent called it a political stunt. Two federal judges in 29 other states are in this fight, so I think it's the most epic legal question of our lifetime.
The Obama administration obviously wants this to go straight to the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's likely a decision will be made next year. Is the individual mandate the only part of the health care plan in which you have objections to? It seems that that seems to be the focus mainly of critics of the plan. There doesn't seem to be much other, qualms or criticisms of other parts of the plan, such as, you know, making sure people who are not can't be disqualified just because of pre-existing conditions. Are there any other parts of the health care plan that you disagree with?
Well, you know, I'm not running for attorney general to fix health care. I'm running for attorney general to uphold the rule of law and to protect Kentucky and to make sure that our sovereignty is protected. And if I'm not suggesting that there aren't parts of that health care reform that may be good, but I'm not in that race. I'm running for attorney general to see that the law is upheld and that the Constitution is respected. My opponent, Jack Conway at Fancy Farm, said that he thought it was irrelevant. When I'm attorney general, the Constitution will be relevant, and I will leave it to the legislature and to Congress to hopefully repeal and reform health care and get this country moving again. Obamacare is keeping so much uncertainty in the marketplace that we'll never get out of this bad economy as long as there's so much uncertainty swirling around the issue. And I think that's why the administration has taken their foot off the brake and now applied it to the gas and wanting this to get to the Supreme Court next year.
That's been a constant criticism from the Conway campaign, that you seem to be running more against federal issues and President Obama than focusing on state issues. How do you respond to that criticism?
Obamacare is a state issue. It will hit Kentucky. The EPA is impacting Kentucky. Ask the Kentucky farmers if the EPA is a state issue. Ask rural hospitals who are extremely concerned about the impact of Obamacare on rural hospitals. You know, we watched the governor borrow from next year's budget to shore up our Medicaid rolls this year. What happens when we add another 400,000 to the Medicaid rolls that we can't even pay for this year? It is a state issue. My opponent can try to act like it's not relevant, but it is relevant. And I think the people of Kentucky are responding to our message.
Switching to state issues more poignantly, this issue of prescription drugs and the pill pipeline, what ideas do you have to crack down on the pill pipeline and to help or enhance law enforcement's tools to fight that crime?
Well, I've been prosecuting drug crimes for a number of years now. I've been working on the drug issue even before I took elective office. While Jack Conway was trying to leave the office of attorney general, I was actually prosecuting crimes in Kentucky. That's why I've been endorsed by the Fraternal Order of Police. I'm happy to have the endorsement of Democrats and Republican prosecutors from around Kentucky. It's a difficult problem we face. We lose over 1,000 people a year to a prescription drug overdose. I think a job and an education are certainly the best anti-drug. I believe in the power of faith-based programs. We built Western Kentucky Teen Challenge, a 60-bed residential facility that has an 86% success rate getting folks off of drugs. And I would encourage your listeners to go to teenchallengeusa.com. Regardless of the age, it's a little misleading because it's called Teen Challenge, but it's available for adults as well. It has an 86% success rate at no cost to the taxpayer. I think we have to prosecute these sham pain clinics. I say sham because there are some legitimate pain clinics. Then we have to prosecute doctors who hide behind a prescription pad.
I know that you've brought up the issue of faith-based initiatives. Are you concerned at all, though, and there's been local reports, at least here in Louisville last year, about Teen Challenge of Kentucky, issues of believing that, I guess, LGBT citizens, that homosexuals can be reformed or made straight again? Does that concern you at all?
Well, you know, Teen Challenge has been around for 50 years. It was endorsed by President Reagan. It was endorsed by Billy Graham. It's certainly a Bible-based program. And people can go voluntarily. I mean, I don't believe the government should be in the business of advocating one religion over another. But we have to start looking at programs that work. And Teen Challenge has been confirmed by secular studies to have an 86% success rate getting folks off the drugs. We've, in my work on the National Board of Teen Challenge and in Western Kentucky Teen Challenge, that issue of homosexuality has never been raised. But we're focused on helping folks overcome drugs and addiction.
But I know the Reverend Clayton Arp, who's state director of the organization, he did say in an interview not too long ago with Leo Weekly that he believes a person can be converted back to heterosexuality. Do you believe that?
Well, I think that my faith, and as a Christian, I believe that homosexuality is wrong. It certainly violates the dictates of my faith. You know, I'm happy that we live in a country of freedom, and folks who are homosexual have the freedom to be left alone in this country. I have families who are professed homosexuals. I love them deeply. We disagree on that lifestyle, but I certainly, as Attorney General and as a prosecutor, will protect their right to live free and choose the faith of their choice.
We're talking with Todd P. Poole, the Republican nominee for Kentucky Attorney General. Our number is 1-877-814-TALK. That's 1-877-814-8255. You can also email us at news@wfpl.org, send us a tweet at WFPL News, or visit our Facebook page. Philip, I don't know if you want to get to it or not. We have a Facebook question regarding for-profit schools, and I'll go on to read the question, Mr. P. Poole. This is from Dean. He says, will he continue to crack down on for-profit colleges that use deceptive marketing and recruitment methods?
Well, anyone who uses deceptive marketing should be subject to prosecution and investigation. I'm not defending folks who use false advertising. I do think it's inappropriate for the Attorney General to announce an investigation and indict an entire industry. He's clearly playing politics, and that's what's extremely concerning. When a prosecutor steps in front of a TV camera and announces an investigation before all the facts and evidence are in, that's extremely unethical. And, let's see what the facts and evidence are, and if folks violated the law, they should be held accountable.
Piggybacking on this issue of for-profit colleges, I know that your campaign has received about $12,000 in campaign contributions from Sullivan University, which is being probed, or at least a subsidiary in Spencerian College is being investigated by the Attorney General's office. Should you return those funds?
Only in Kentucky could the Attorney General open up an investigation against a political opponent for contributions received. You know, my opponent has received tens of thousands of dollars from outside special interests, from natural gas companies, which he is charged with regulating and overseeing. My message has not changed since day one, from the day I filed in Frankfort to today. We've been talking about the same issues, and every dollar we've received is legal, and I will not be returning those funds that were legally received to help get my message of fighting Obamacare, keeping electricity rates low, and fighting this drug problem and prosecuting crimes in Kentucky.
The chancellor of Sullivan University, A.R. Sullivan, has publicly denounced the Attorney General's probe, calling it a quote, re-election sham. You said your principles aren't for sale. Do you feel that this probe overall is, an attempt to re-elect the Attorney General?
Yes, I think the Attorney General is playing politics. I mean, why else would he announce an investigation before he has the facts and evidence? I mean, what prosecutor does that? I know prosecutors all over Kentucky. You don't announce an investigation and just let it languish and see where it goes. I mean, quite frankly, if the evidence shows that there has been no wrongdoing and the matter's dismissed against Mr. Conway, then I think he's opened the state up to liability for malicious prosecution.
If a candidate seeking to run for Hopkins County attorney took money from a group or a person who you were investigating, would that be ethical?
Well, it shouldn't be ethical for you to even know who I am investigating. I mean, investigations should be private. I mean, we've conducted many investigations with law enforcement, but they ought to be quiet and private. And then if there is evidence, if there's probable cause to move forward and you have indictments or you have arrest warrants, that's the time to talk to the press, not ahead of time. Investigations ought to be kept confidential. I mean, listen, it's clear that Jack Conway plays politics with just about everything he does. Where's the investigation into the coercion of state employees? He says, well, it's not our policy to announce investigations. And then he turns right around and announces the investigation of Sullivan University. It's hypocrisy.
Do you plan or do you think that someone should, I guess, bring ethical charges against the Attorney General's office, since seems that you're upset about the investigation of these for-profit colleges even being public? Is that something that you think should be brought as far as the Ethics Commission is concerned?
You know, I'm busy running for the office of Attorney General. If I had any confidence in the Ethics Commission, we might take a look at that, but I don't have time to file ethics complaints. Someone perhaps may do that, but I'm interested in meeting the people of Kentucky and running for the office of Attorney General.
We have a couple of minutes left in the program, and we do have a call. Let's go to Tim. Tim, you're on the air with Mr. Peeple. Are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
What's your question, Tim?
Yeah, I heard y'all talking about, you know, Conway and, you know, him running for an office and stuff, you know.
Okay.
It's kind of weird for him to be under investigation, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks for your call, Tim. We're just about out of time. You have a final question?
Sure.
About a minute left, Philip.
Mr. Peeple, let me ask you something for the campaign overall. It is obviously a concern that's come out more for down-ticket Republicans. Does the fact that Republican David Williams trailed the governor by more than 30 points, does that make it tougher for you and other down-ticket Republicans this November?
Well, I'm not sure what the polling numbers are. I know that back in 2007, my friend Governor Ernie Fletcher lost that night by 18 points on the same night that my friend and classmate Trey Grayson won by 18 points. 36-point spread in the last cycle would indicate to me that the people of Kentucky can clearly identify these races and make an objective decision based on each candidate in each race. And I'm really not concerned about any other race. Our polling numbers are strong. We've closed this race considerably, and we have a lot of momentum coming into the final weeks.
All right, well, let that be the final thought, then. That is all the time we have for today's program. Todd Peeple, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for having me.
All right, and take care for the rest of the campaign. Again, Mr. Peeple will be opposed in November by Democrat incumbent Jack Conway. And we are still working with Mr. Conway's campaign to have him appear on the program separately. We hope to have more details on that soon. This news special was produced by the staff of WFPL in Louisville. Our production team is led by Laura Ellis and Brad Yost. You can hear this program and interviews with other nominees for Kentucky constitutional offices at WFPL.org. For Philip Bailey, I'm Rick Howlett. Thanks for listening.